This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have John Spring here. We were supposed to get Josh, and Josh was actually still kind of recovering. I don't know if we got a hold of him, Dan. Do we have Josh? He said he'll be available for at least a segment. And we also have Simon, and Simon's doing a really good research. Now that I've got his last name, I call him our info Rottweiler. He's gonna dig up stuff like. For example, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over this list that he sent me here, and I'll make a laugh. I'm going to blow it up a bit here, and in advance of him coming on, because I hope we get Simon. Can you get Simon right away, Dan, as well? So I'm going to go over
I'm Hank Ospiegel.
Oh, good. I'm with you. I have your list up here. Now, I know you're really good at calling into these shows. You called into Alex's show, and all you did was you got a hold of the news people, and you showed your objection, and you only were able to get off the first couple of items that were incorrect by this Dr. Marbles. Now, I'm going to change his name. I like to change names. I'm going to call Dr. Unmarvelous. So when you look at him, he looks really genuine. This guy's a good actor. But he's made so many statements of mistruths, you have to say, why is he here? And I can tell you at the end of our statements here. Okay, hi, Josh. Hi, Josh. Okay, we only have Josh in one segment, but I'm going to leave this list up here. Josh, I want you to tell us what you know so far. I know tomorrow's a big Maricopa Day, isn't it? It's the day that the audit's going to be revealed, right?
Yeah. First and foremost, it's good to be back on the program. To all the scumbags that were wishing me, you know, that I didn't make it through COVID, they can go bang their dirty mother's hole.
Right. But you know, the thing is, if you start taking them somewhere or something just to help get fully recovered from the virus so it doesn't hang around, you'll have better immunity than the idiots that took the shot. In fact, they show that you have 27 times less chance of getting any version like the Delta or Mu version now that you actually had the coronavirus and you recovered.
Yeah. I've been taking ivermectin. I've been taking dexamethasone, which is a breathing steroid.
It's a steroid, yeah.
And then I've been taking Z-Pack, but now instead of Z-Pack,
Did you get the Regeneron? You should try to get Regeneron if you can, which is a monoclonal antibody.
I'm now on doxycycline towards the end here.
No, doxycycline is just an antibiotic. I'm talking about the reason for the really even just get one inhalation therapy helps you recover your lungs faster. Of the if you just get one intravenous shot, like in your arm, 20 minutes, Regeneron. So here's the story.
I want Dr. Fauci's head on a pike.
What's that?
I want Dr. Fauci's head on a pike.
Actually, if you look at his family crest, the name Fauci means scythe. You know, in other words, it's like the scythe of the end times. So, in fact, if you actually see his family crest, it actually shows three scythes on it, like he's the end time scythe of the Grim Reaper. So the best way why don't we just change his name from
his head on a pike.
Yeah. So what should happen and what should happen here basically is Fauci and all the affiliates with him, including the virologists that he talked to back in 2017 when they were engineering this. Do you know how much money he spent actually working over the last 30 years trying to develop an end time virus and technology, vaccines and so on, or really genetically all genotoxic things to screw the population over?
What he has done to fund this bioterrorism weapon, he needs to face the ultimate penalty for.
Right, yeah. Now, I know we would like to just kill him, but that's actually too kind. I'd like to keep him alive and alive and tortured for, you know, several centuries. I don't think centuries of humiliation and torture would be more appropriate.
I'd rather lock him in a room with no windows, soundproof, with two or three Tasmanian devils that haven't eaten in about 2 months.
See, you're much more kind than me. You know, see, I'm a trauma doctor. That's too kind. I used to use this joke to tell people. I said, now, what's worse, being eaten by wild wolves or by ducks? And people would say, well, the wolves, of course, say, no, no, no. The ducks, they don't have teeth, so they take several years to eat you. Yeah, so I said, if you want to be really cruel, you sick the ducks after they're not the wolves, right?
Yeah. As far as the concern, that's just ducky.
Yeah, right. Right now,
the county board of supervisors, they're turning on each other. One of them, the fake Republican, Tutri, has been recorded secretly saying that the Bill Gates guy, a different Bill Gates, and Clint Hickman, the supervisors, and Zach Sellers, they're all in the back pocket of the union. They said that the other audit that they did, they knew was absolute bunk and garbage. And so now we've got one of them to resign, but he's waiting until November 5th to resign. He should be resigned immediately already and arrested.
Right.
But the audit reports are coming out tomorrow, and they're supposed to be very explosive.
Where do you think this is going? Because there's a number of other states that are getting ready, Josh. We're seeing basically an implosion of the government, right?
Honestly, if this audit report, which I'm hearing is going to be so spectacular, we should see an avalanche of other audits start right away, I hope. Right now, I'm just kind of still recovering, and I'm not necessarily on point with everything going on right now in the news, but I want Fauci's head on a pike, and I'll continue to say it.
Right, well, I think that's what we should say in our heart. But to be kind, he needs centuries of torture alive.
Be kind about that piece of shit.
Yeah. So, and the most important reason do we need torture is not for his sake; it's for ours. Because the problem is now you and I both have got Jewish and Hebrew blood. Okay.
Yeah.
So our people suffered when the Nazis and the Sabbatean so-called Jews turned on them. And like Soros, 80 years ago, what?
Fauci is a Nazi.
Exactly.
Okay? He is.
And then people forget, you see. The biggest problem I see is people forget things. They got a news cycle of about 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks, they pretty well forget it, the public, right?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think anyone can forget this. When it affects you personally, and you've been a victim of what has been against the world and the people, you have nothing but animosity, revenge, and nastiness and mean spiritedness in your heart.
Did you hear that? I'm going to throw something for you. I mean, maybe you have contacts. I will help to fund more money toward your business and your networks that you're building. If you can make a contact to, say, the State of Israel, all I have to do with them is just say they need to pay me a license fee, and I'll let them set it, and then they can pay me a fee based on how many EduCaps they make, and I'll tell their immunologist how to make them. In other words, you can bypass the big tech. When the funds flow in, I want to get Donald J. Trump electing the proper candidates for the Senate and Congress and people like you and us in the alternative media. I want to make sure we fund us so we become the big kahuna in terms of media and production of things to help the population. We need to have a revision of what it is to have health care, which should be not tied to the big American Murder Association. The AMA actually are backing the craziness that's going on in the vaccines. They need to be gone. I stopped years ago belonging to the American Murder Association when I discovered what they were doing. And the same thing with big pharma medical schools. Who the hell are these people? They're pushing nonsense. For example, they're saying the vaccines are going to protect you from the virus when they don't, and they say they're going to prevent you from infecting someone else. They don't. If a vaccine really worked, you having a vaccine would mean if I have one or not doesn't matter a damn thing. But they're now trying to persecute the troops and saying by November, if they don't take the vaccines, they're going to lose their pensions. And it was, the Democrats have all said they are now talking about the idea of a dishonorable discharge, which means you lose all your benefits, you lose all your pay and everything. You won't just be discharged or discharged dishonorably, and you can't even carry a gun after you're discharged from the military if they get their way. What do you think?
I think the military needs to fight back. I think the people that left the military need to arm themselves. I think they need to get a hold of military-grade weapons, and I think they need to be prepared as a second army to take out this army.
I think Biden needs to go so quickly. If I had my way, and I could tell people to go do it, I'd say, I want an army of citizens just walking in quietly with their weapons, but quietly walking and not violently, blowing up stuff like Antifa, and go to Washington, D.C., and arrest this fake government. And it's a fake government. When Joe Biden's just there because he's a puppet. He's not a real... The same with Kamala Harris. She laughs like a hyena when you ask her serious questions about the border. We don't have a border anymore, do we?
No, we don't. And one last thing, to all the people that were wishing me death out there, you can go F your mother's dirty hole. Thank you.
There you go. So I second that motion. How's that?
Thank you.
Take care, John. Yeah, get in touch with us. We'll get some more supplements.
Stop
for you,
aging okay? Now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871. Or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit.
Simon, I want you to go through your list here, and I have it up, nice big screen on Periscope. You did some really good work here. I got to give you some credit. And I didn't watch the whole interview. I watched Fred Smith. I was like, this guy looks like he's genuine, but I can tell he's a phony. And when he makes statements like, everybody's going to die. Now, you know, and I've mentioned on my show, because of social pressures, people even in my family took the virus. They didn't get sick at all. They took my stuff and they were fine. The idea that this is going to be the end of the world is simply because they've beat into your brain that you have to take the shot, which is not going to help you at all, or that the virus is going to keep on coming back and coming back, and then it's eventually going to kill you all, just like that movie Morningstar. And when you see this guy, his primary purpose is to insert himself into the what we call the blogosphere of, you know, patriots. So people will believe him when you say stupid shit, like everybody that's been vaccinated is going to die. If I can give every American, just free, I'm going to send all you Americans just a simple pack, not even my fancy supplements, but just, let's say, zinc, vitamin D, and vitamin C. All right? Just those, and then turmeric. Without even getting fancy, you know, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, I'll give them also, say, ellagic acid to stop the mitochondrial damage. Guess what? Nobody would get sick, and if you did get sick, it would be very minor, and you'd recover quickly and develop natural immunity. So let's go through your list here, please.
Oh, we can, but I feel it's a little bit like beating a disabled child, to be honest. So the first question, the first thing that he said was really just outrageous yesterday when he was being interviewed by Alex was the 200 million people, 200 million that died of COVID. Now, that was out by about a factor of 50, the real number was.
Remember, as a doctor, and I'm a forensic doctor, you know, a forensic doctor includes a pathology. When you look at 4.5 million, you understand a lot of these people that died of motorcycle accidents and traumatic brain injuries or other issues, falls in buildings and car accidents. They just happen to be cool positive, and their test was positive for a PCR, which is a freaking useless test. So if you actually dissect it down.
Not of it, yeah.
Right. So in other words, what I'm saying, if you actually buried down and were like a pathologist and had really good data on everybody, it's my guess that the actual total number that died is probably around, you know, maybe a million for the entire world. All right? Or less. In other words, this is the smallest and the weakest pandemic that the human race has ever seen in the last 50,000 years. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's not particularly devastating.
It's ridiculous. You know, the yearly flu kills a lot more people than this so-called virus. So then they go to number two. I'd like you to quote that one here.
Sure. And to be clear, I'm not kind of like beating somebody who hasn't been given a chance to respond. I did actually email this list of questions to the
doctor. No. Well, we're dealing with facts here, okay? Because the fact is this man is a when you go on Alex Jones' show, you're on satellite, you're on everywhere, and of course, here's a few things, and I'm going to give Alex some advice, okay? Alex, you've been at this 28 years. I've been doing shows for roughly the same time, believe it or not. I was doing a show on Clear Channel in the mid-90s, 27 years ago, okay? That's even when I was in practice with Mark Allen Curry, a Hollywood comedian. I then started doing a show with the Prophecy Club in 1999. In 2004, I started with the Prophecy Club and Republic Radio and Rents Network. I've been doing radio and television. I've learned a few lessons. The first thing is you have to have competent staff and competent co-hosts. If you have co-hosts that say stupid things that are going to hurt your audience, you got to get rid of them. If you have people, staff that are incompetent and can't pick up that this guy is a liar or disinformation agent trying to insert himself, you got to get rid of them, or you got to counter them and say, look, why don't we let somebody like, I'm going to call you, I have your new name, I'm going to call you Simon the Terrible. Terrible for liars, you're going to take them down. So, you know, ideally, Alex should have let you come on and actually talk, even, you know, and kind of counter this guy, because he's getting away and he's scaring the crap out of people. And see, when you get in a state of fear, you freeze. And you don't prepare physically for the disaster, financially. You don't prepare by contacting your neighbors to get ready for the inevitable things like power outages or food shortages. You don't get ready for anything. And then when they have to, they say you have to submit. And you go to the hospital and say, oh, you mean I can't see my relative because that's what our rules are here. And they go and then put them on remdesivir and put a ventilator and kill them. So you got to understand the American Murder Association. I'm inside the medical system, and I learned this from my professor, Dr. Robert Brown, when I went to, I did my PhD at age 20 in marine bacteriology, and it was actually one of the charter members of Greenpeace over 50 years ago. And you know what he said to me? He said, when you go into medicine, you're going to find that doctors are 12 times more likely to be a serial killer and a psychotic murderers. And guess what? There are some really good doctors, but they're real terrible ones. Okay? And I've had to deal with them personally. Like, one tried to even kill me in the operating room in 1978. So, I have no problem at all with the kind of things when they say these things. So, the next thing is he quit the hospital because of his vax mandate, and there are no hospitals in Florida with any vax mandates. Why would he say this bullshit when he knows we're going to catch him, right?
There didn't seem to be any hospitals with vax mandate.
There aren't any. I know that as a fact. I'm revalidating what you said. Number four, hospitals are concentration camps offering people. They are. They stick to protocols, and you put your Treblinka 2 at peak was killing 6,000 people per day. The problem is...
His comment, which is quite extraordinary for a doctor, I assume he never wants to work in a hospital again, say the quote, and I mean quote, hospitals are concentration camps offing people, right?
Well, you know, but that's not all hospitals. I happen to know, I have contacts in Florida. Some of the hospitals are really good. Other ones have kind of tried to stick to protocol. But it varies from hospital to hospital. It's like, hey, if you can't take a broad brush and say, hey, all the hospitals are the same, they're not. Go ahead.
Yeah. So first of all, he didn't distinguish that. And then, frankly, I think it's a little offensive when you've got places like Auschwitz and Treblinka 2 killing 5,000-6,000 people a day. Hospitals, they might be killing 2 or 3 people a day. They're not killing 5,000 or 6,000.
Exactly, so, yeah. So it's also to scare people. It's in I call fear-mongering. Next, Florida trying to take his license. We talked about that earlier. Let's see here. There's no complaints, no disciplinary proceedings, no emergency actions against his Marvel's license, okay? Not due for renewal. His license isn't due for renewal until 2023. Number six, he's cheating over 23,000 COVID patients. Well, maybe he helped to influence them with other doctors.
30,000.
But the number is ridiculous because even when he's working as a whole group of doctors, that means, as you calculate out here, five per hour, 12 hours a day, 30 days a month for 18 months. I mean, it's ridiculous. So he's got numbers that are not rational. Number seven, boasting on air and website being a nominee for Nobel Prize, as you said already. The nominee list is always secret for 50 years. No one knows that they're going to be nominated. The people say they'd like to nominate you, but they don't know if there's an actual nomination list. It's hidden.
And then he says, using it like people use it on a movie promotion. They'll say Academy Award nominee.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He's going around saying that I'm Nobel Peace Prize nominee.
Right. Like he's trying to turn himself into a movie star. Said no COVID vax human trials. Yeah, that's completely false. There have been human trials, but they're inadequate. They're rushed and they're inadequate. Said all 5 billion vax people will be dying one time. Bullshit, guy. Shut the hell up. If I get a chance, I'm going to take you down to Chinatown. How's that?
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com to...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing Congress to pass a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and a $3.5 trillion budget package before the government runs out of funding October 1st. But Texas Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger accuses President Biden of trying to change the subject from the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border and the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We're not going to let this administration shift the narrative away from the real disaster. We are less secure because of them. Whether it's Afghanistan or at our southern border, we need the president and the vice Vice President to go there to acknowledge that this is a problem.
Weekly jobless numbers on the way up. The Labor Department reporting 351,000 Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. This is USA Radio News. President Biden set to visit Chicago next week. He'll be in town on Wednesday to put a spotlight on how critical it is to adhere to COVID-19 vaccine requirements for businesses. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker are both staunch backers of Biden's domestic agenda, with state and city governments receiving a huge amount of federal funds to offset economic damage from the pandemic. The White House is advising federal departments and agencies to prepare for a possible government shutdown. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the White House is doing everything possible to avoid that outcome.
We are taking every step we can to mitigate the impacts of a potential shutdown on our pandemic response, economic recovery, or other priorities.
The government runs out of money on September 30th without a congressional agreement to extend funding. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Radio News.
I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline Biotin Plus and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol. A call back if you purchased any products and advanced video
medicine to
I want to hear from John W. Spring now, because what we have right now, I hear all this fear-mongering. First off, I want to make it very clear. God has inspired me to have the brains and the compassion. This is a minor virus that's easy to deal with. If you had my supplements, you don't get sick at all. Number one. So, for example, I tried to convince Josh, before he got sick with the coronavirus, to get my Neutrodyne and first-line defense kit. If he had, he might have had a minor fever one night, and that's it. Nothing. One of the guys we sold hundreds of bottles to is actually a guy from Trinidad that runs a fruit stand right opposite the Wall Street in downtown New York City. And he got, like, I think almost like 1,000 bottles of it, a lot, hundreds and hundreds of bottles. And not one person in the world who took my first line defense kit either got sick or died, or even if the gang was starting to get sick, if they started right away, early symptoms they had, no one died, okay? And the second thing I want people to understand, these are not vaccines. They're a gene toxin. Basically, we call them Franken-shots, or we'll call them lethal injections. That's what they are. It's like you're coming to, you know, the end of the road, somebody's on death's march down to the hall, and they're going to give them a lethal injection. These are the lethal injections trying to kill you. If they don't get it right away, I have a relative, a friend of mine, who's, you know, in the family, who she got the shot, and she's very wealthy, but all of a sudden she's going blind now. Well, I know the vasculopathy caused by this is probably the source of why she's going blind. She's got a retinopathy. So you have to understand here what's going on here, people. Is this is a very minor illness. It's the least serious plague in human history. It's not like the Black Death or the 1917 pandemic that killed between 1,500 million people. Thank God they didn't have ability to create these kind of genotoxic vaccines, because they would have had not just a first and second wave, they would have had a third, fourth, fifth wave. Because the current way we're approaching this by doing shots to everybody, including our military, a number of them are going to get very sick or naive, unable to work. But it's going to create new super strains that will get more and more lethal until we have, between lockdowns and starvation and violence and the destruction of our economy and the return of more and more lethal viruses, we're going to see a massive degradation of the human population. You know, literally, the hospital will be totally overwhelmed. Doctors will be leaving the hospital and trying to get the hell out of them because you won't even be able to bury the bodies fast enough. And people like this asshole, Marbles, that's on Alex Jones Show. Alex, you should be able to advise people. Like, I've been trying to talk to Alex since 3 years. Since 2007, when I advised him that he was wrong with his Dr. Jones. And he got very angry with me that I told him it wasn't just super nanothermite. Because you understand, I'm not only Dr. Bill Deagle, I'm also qualified as a nuclear physicist. I worked on, you know, I was supposed to recruit from grade 11 to go to plasma nuclear physics at MIT. So I worked with the nuclear division of ACOM as well. Nuclear division for the last 30-some years. I'm a certified toxicologist. And I worked, you know, I took care of the team that came back from Oklahoma City. I was the qualified guy because I was the only guy to know about advanced chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. So I could examine all five hazmat team members that came back from Oklahoma City, and that's where I went. It was the same technology used in 9/11. Now, when I told Alex this, he got very angry with me, told the staff that he wasn't going to let me talk to him again or go on the show again because I disagree with him as Dr. Jones. Now, you got to understand this, people out there. Whether it's a religious leader or somebody else, you can dialogue with me and you can argue with me if you have a valid argument. But if you get your back up in the air and think that you know more than me and you're going to just start screaming at me and saying that we're going to do this or that, you're done. Now, Dr. Deagle is not cruel, but I take out my 7-foot intellectual Scottish claymore sword to chop you in half. I don't tolerate what we call people thinking that they can manipulate me emotionally, whether it's friends, family, whatever, saying, well, we don't like you, so we're not going to take your advice. Or they think they intellectually can be superior to me. Ain't going to happen. Now, that's why I don't speculate. I pray. So when I hear things about, there's no need to speculate. That's why the prophets are called forth, because like people like John Spring do stop the nuclear demolition in Cuba and Grenada Island. And here we have, you know, the evidence coming forth from Simon and other experts like Greg Catton. We are finally, like we call, truth tellers, end-time witnesses, telling you, if you look at the truth, this is so easy to defeat. Get a separate financial system. Get into Kraken and crypto coins. Have gardens. Have personal protection, both lethal and non-lethal. Get ready to file pro se litigant actions against the government. Like, for example, don't go to a JAG lawyer if you're in the military. Get private lawyers to sue the shit out of the government and seize the assets of these drug companies and these politicians and seize their homes and their cars and everything. Guess what? It'll all stop. If we had a battalion of lawsuits, not guns, we could do that first. Now, that needs to happen before we ever start marching in Washington, D.C. or doing anything else. That needs to be an afterthought. The most important thing is proceed litigant action. If we file lawsuits like crazy, and I know Mr. Rents over in Arizona, I'll be back in touch and bring him back on the show. He's an attorney who wants me to help him work. They're trying to stop forced vaccination there in Arizona. You got to understand, people, their solution to this is really straightforward. The plan is real simple. And I don't want fear-mongering like Alex and other people scaring the crap out of people. I want to tell people the solution is real simple. Stand your ground. If you're a nurse or doctor, do not submit to these freaking vaccines. Don't be a participant in mass murder of people because you're afraid of losing your license or your income. There isn't going to be an income because you are on these first lines. You're going to be eliminated. If you're one of the bad guys that does this, God is going to let you be eliminated. Okay? So wake up. Your comments.
Well, Dr. Deagle, a lot of interesting things have happened this week. I received a very lightweight package from Tajikistan in Central Asia.
Right.
And it contained two face masks. I don't think I'm going to put on those face masks for some reason. Maybe the
why was that sent to you?
Well, this is probably the area of origin for all of the problems with my computer. The hackers were believed to have been located in Central Asia, the very first ones several years ago.
Right.
Now, as I mentioned to you earlier, I just got notice about 3 hours ago that my wife, who's in a facility, that one of the workers there was tested for COVID-19 positive, and so everyone at the hospital, I'm sorry, at the skilled nursing center is going to be required to be tested.
Right.
And my concern is, what are they going to do with the person that tested positive? Are they this is a person who has taken a shot already, but are they going to force him or her to take another shot, which could be a death sentence for that person?
Let me tell you what's going to happen. We're seeing what's called the implosion of civilization. Now, I've had to deal with friends, relatives, and even people listening to me. I'll give you an example. There's one lady, and I'm not going to mention who she is today, but she's a relative. And she's very wealthy, but she ended up taking the shots, okay, because there's a lot of social pressure in the family. And unfortunately, now she's losing her vision, okay, very rapidly, starting in the last month. Now, you have to understand, when you have something like that and you want to help somebody, some people basically, they don't want help because they don't want to think that maybe because you have different politics than them or you basically have it. See, a lot of things is people think that when I say something about 9/11 or other things, that it's open to opinion. But I have sufficient amounts of evidence. It's not an open to opinion anymore. It's over. Okay?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. So you have to understand what it means basically is people don't know how to deal with my intellect and my approach to things. And I'm a very kind person. I'll donate free time. For example, if somebody in Israel or, say, Ghana wants to make my edge cap, if they have an immunologist there, I'll just get them to sign a release and a license and a small fee so that everybody in that country gets it. They just take a couple pills a day, one pill a day for 7 days, and they're done. And if they want to validate, there's a specific type of lab test. They can prove they have immunity, and if they need to travel with that card, it shows they have immunity. Totally. So, but I don't deal kindly to people that think that they can one-up me like this guy. If I had a dialogue with this guy, Marbles, he'd be taking his marbles away and crying like in middle school. He would not be happy. He'd be an unhappy guy with his marbles. How's that?
Yeah. Sounds like he lost his, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. He lost a lot of marbles. Signal wise, he figured he was going to scam us, and I call it scamtastic, right?
The next signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire for the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and
the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with. I want you to repeat that. We went through the bumper there. In Britain, for example, and people just see how these things are kind of working together. When you lose natural gas because the price went up so high, the factories in Britain that make carbon dioxide for packaging, say, pork and chicken, those plants were shut down, so they actually reactivated one. But that's only on a temporary basis, which means the pork and chicken aren't going to be available in the store shelves anymore. Even though there are pork and chicken waiting there to be killed or actually slaughtered, they can't be packaged to put in a proper package with CO2, which allows it to be shipped. So people need to start understanding that we're tearing apart the actual structure of the economy and distribution networks. For example, there's over 36 major container boats off the coast of Los Angeles circling around because there's no staff on the ports to actually unload the ships because they're home watching Netflix paid for by the fake President Joe Biden. They're watching Netflix rather than getting ready to unload cargo in California. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Now, you don't hear anyone complaining about carbonated soft drinks or alcoholic beverages like beer or ale that produce carbon dioxide.
Well, it's not that. They have to make a certain amount of carbon dioxide with natural gas, right? No, the same thing. Look at the price of everything. I don't understand why the population tolerates Joe Biden. And then when I heard that in his local area, there's still 31% of people think that he did a good job. Come on now. You have to. How long have you been brain dead that you can actually think that Joe Biden did any job? It's like if someone came into a classroom and started spraying, let's say, toxic poison on all the kids in the classroom, that would be the teacher's pet brought in to kill all the kids with a toxic spray. That would be Joe Biden. He's shut down the economy. He's got rid of natural gas and independence of our areas. He's opened the border. Hundreds of miles of border are wide open. And by the way, a lot of these people that arrive in Haiti, they weren't living in Haiti. They were living in Chile and Argentina and other countries. They arrive in Haiti. They haven't been there for decades, some of them. And then when the planes arrive, the patients are trying to get back on the planes because they don't want to be there. They weren't there for decades. They were down in Chile or some other country trying to get the hell away from Haiti, so they went to another South American country. When they heard Joe Biden give them the green light, we're going to walk up, we're going to get in there, and they paid off a lot of these cartels to get all the way to the Mexican border with America. And they were walking back and forth to Mexico, bringing food in Mexico back across the river to their friends that are hungry under that bridge in Rio Grande. This is so ridiculous, and the news media. No one ever in the future should ever trust the big tech media. CNN, Criminal News Network, MSLSD, Fox or Fake News Network. There are only a few people on there, but they won't go too far. I guarantee you that even if you pay good money, even Tucker Carlson wouldn't interview Dr. Bill Deagle or John Spring or Simon Davis, would they?
A quick point, if I may, Dr. Deagle. After he was rather embarrassed by that lady on PBS, who interviewed Bill Gates and asked him about his very, very gently questioned him about his past relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of commentators have said Bill's been hung out to dry,
now that his divorce has gone through, he's going to be cast aside and he serves his function on booking the vax passports. What a lot of them don't seem to have taken cognizance of is in Biden's opening speech for the COVID online summit that happened on Wednesday, so yesterday, he announced that the U.S. government, you know, courtesy of taxpayers and a lot of printing, is going to give a further $380 million U.S. dollars to Gavi. Now, Gavi stands for the Global Alliance for Vaccinations and Immunizations, and right. It was founded solely by Bill Gates in 1999, and he controls it. But I would suggest that if he was being cast aside by the American establishment, they would be giving the organization that he personally controls $380 million of taxpayer right. money.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Mr. Gates is not out of the picture.
Is what?
He is not out of the picture.
No.
Rumors of his death are greatly exaggerated, as right. Mark Twain said.
What needs to happen, and the first thing that happens is basically we need to start separating ourselves from society. The first thing is what I call the first tactic is withdrawal. In other words, get small cliques of people and family groups growing food, bartering, and getting ready to protect ourselves. And give an example. Let's say someone, in my area, I have 8 homes here, and we have a wall around us. And at the end of our way is actually a district attorney, and her husband's a major head of a big law firm here in San Diego. And all of us, including the guy next door, worked with some of the major news media, well armed to the teeth. Now, we have, they have chickens, by the way, down there. And we have a fruit in our yard where we have all these fruit trees, and we have a big greenhouse. And right next door to us, by the way, there are all kinds of farms. We could literally survive, and if I thought things were bad, I know exactly where, because it's so well-known where to put a well in, not just for me, but for anybody else in the area. And I've even said to my people, I have a 5-kilowatt generator. Bring a long power line directly to your home to keep your refrigerator going for all 8 homes. So that's what I want people to start prepping up physically for at least a 2-month period of things completely being shut down. Number two, having food. We've been going back and getting, you know, food reserves for years. So we have a huge amount of food ready for dealing with it. Have both non-lethal and lethal weapons. Don't be disarmed. Be ready to actually have an alternative way to communicate. I have a satellite phone. I even got one through Alex Jones. With all of the boggles that go with it, you know, the special EMP producing case and everything. People need to start thinking about, not if it's going to happen, but we don't know exactly when, but we know the agenda is moving us toward a disaster. The globalists cannot get control of us unless they hurt us enough through one pandemic or one vaccine to another. Eventually, we'll have the full force, you know, on no finances or no commerce except through your QR code and the fact that you receive the mark of the beast. And if you don't have your cell phone, that's why I tell people that the system wants to make everybody a cell phone cyborg. So besides the chips in you, they want the cell phone to be connecting to that chip so they can track where the hell you are. You need to have a cell phone. It won't be just a tracking chip in your body. They want it in your cell phone. They want your cell phone tracking your conversations, your DNA, everything. So if they kill you, they know which organs they can harvest out of you. I went to the DNA biochip company right down back in 1999 in Oak Ridge National Lab. I went to Affymetrix in Chicago. I went to all these places personally and saw with the technicians what they're doing. So when people say that you don't understand, say this is easy to solve. First step is withdrawal from civilization, even just local communities. Don't be in a big blue city. Get out of them. Get out in the outskirts. Or even have a place to escape. Like if you have a job in the city, get 10 or 20 families together, buy a piece of land and get ready so you can put tents or mobile RVs on it and have a power source like solar and so on. Start getting yourself ready, people, because all hell is going to break loose. And they're not finished by any means. If you think this is over, believe me, they got all kinds of, they've been wargaming this all at minimal levels, and this doesn't work, then try that. Look what they're doing with the military. They're telling them that they want a dishonorable discharge. Look what they're doing with this guy Milley, the woke General Milley. Holy cripes. Now, most people in the military would say, I can't stomach this anymore. I can't. I put my life in danger. I saw my friends die in, say, Afghanistan or in Iraq. And yet, these generals are actually marching us into a situation where we won't be capable of dealing with any kind of conflict. And then, of course, they got in FEMA camps, like in Dragline Camp in Michigan and across in Canada and in Mexico, they already have tons of these genetically altered super soldiers ready to invade our country and put a gun in our nose if we won't do what they say. People need to wake up. First thing is separate from society and get your food, water, and you don't need to have it all yourself. A collective group of people can have it. So if you've got 20 families, you can afford a piece of land outside a city like Los Angeles. You can afford to have heritage seeds and start doing stuff. You can afford to learn how to dehydrate food so you can actually have a dehydrator and start learning how to do it. You don't need to own it. You can have one for the whole group of you. You can even get a course like Proceliding course for $250 and spend it among 10 people. It's only $25 a piece. I tell people, prepping is real simple. Withdraw from society and prep up as little cliques or little, I call cells, if you want to call it the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nation. Think of each little group of people in a little community, wherever you are, in America or anywhere else, as a leaf on the tree, the God's tree, or the healing of the nations. Those little leaves are how you're going to withdraw. You have to withdraw from society. False pro-litigant actions. Don't think you just march into Washington, D.C., whatever. Maybe you do that after the fact when society totally collapses. But the idea of marching in there thinking you're going to solve it, no, they're ready. Believe me, they'll hit you with weapons you've never even imagined we have. The most powerful weapon is legal. You file legal actions on them, seize property, tie them up. Right now, all these lawsuits from the states is actually tying up Joe Biden and his bunch of maniacs, and the global elite don't know what the hell to do. Now with the exposure, even people inside the deep state are coming out. They realize this is a bad idea. Yes, it is. Repent today or die tomorrow. How's that? Withdraw from society, follow proselytic actions, come together as a leaf, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nation, become a leaf. How's that?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Fruit or anything else. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.